This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
On Joy.
We're always delighted to welcome our next guest into the Joy Studios. She's an elected member of the Northern Metropolitan Region in the Victorian Legislative Council. It's the leader of the Reason Party, of course, Fiona Patten.
Good morning.
Well, look, there's so much to talk about what's going on up in Spring Street at the moment. Mm. We've got your spent convictions bill, which we've spoken about, that is going through. Everyone should check out your socials and follow what's been happening. We've had the pill testing happen in Canberra. There's a lot. But I think, look, we're in politics mode, aren't we?
Yes, we are. We're in election mode as well.
Correct. And it's been announced that the Reason Party will run people for the House of Representatives in the seat of Melbourne, Menzies and Cooper.
Yes. Yes, it's a kind of a boutique election for us. We've just decided that we'd just run a small number of, in a small number of seats. The way that they've changed the Senate voting and makes it very difficult for any small party to get elected there. And really what they've done is they've turned it into a first past the post. But we thought, you know, how could we do good in this election? And we thought trying to knock out Kevin Andrews in the seat of Menzies was something that we could do.
Was something you could have
we could just certainly have a try, you know. And then, yeah, and it's, and I think it's also about a bit of brand awareness for Melbourne and Menzies, and to get our policies out there and allow people to sort of vote and show the major parties what's important to them.
Look, it is important, but unfortunately by having a look at, let's just say, commercial morning breakfast show, unless you're going to be polarising and out there saying horrible things, they don't want to care. They don't want to talk to you.
I know, common sense just doesn't seem to make the ratings, does it? Reasonable behaviour doesn't seem to make the ratings.
But I think most voters like myself are actually interested in hearing what all the parties have to offer, whether who I voted for last election could change depending on what people are going to come up. But I don't want to listen to the same rhetoric that we listened to.
I know, and it's, you know, it's kind of disturbing when you look at someone like, you know, Pauline Hanson, who I don't think has a lot to offer this country, yet she's on almost daily on, you know, wide-ranging commercial media. And it does skew the results, and it does mean that smaller parties just don't have that same opportunity. And we don't have the money of Clive Palmer. I mean, is he going to spend? $50 million, I think.
Well, we're talking about
I would love to talk about that with you next, I reckon.
We had that today. I mean, in China, during the Avengers game, they were putting up photos of all the citizens and owe the government money. I mean, but if you go to the movies here in Australia, you get pictures of Clive Palmer, which is basically
the same thing.
You owe us $50 million, not counting the $7 million he owns his workers. How does he have a right to go for politics when he actually owes that much money to the Australian people?
I don't think he does, and I think it's appalling. And his sort of mealy-mouthed way of saying, well, it's not me, it's the liquidators that owe the money. It's like, well, the company's in liquidation because of you.
Because you ran it into the ground.
Yeah. You do owe the money. I understand yesterday he did sort of make a commitment that he was going to pay some money. But again, like, do we want to have elections where the person with the most money wins?
We'll end up with America, won't we?
That's right.
It has nothing to do with whether you're a good politician or what you can lead this country. It's about how much you can spend. Are we stupid as voters that we actually just look at an ad and think, oh, well, that all has to be true?
Well, obviously, all of us in this room aren't, obviously. No. We're smart. But, it does seem that Clive Palmer is doing some pretty good, he's polling relatively well. Frighteningly, he's polling well in Victoria.
That's a bit scary. I always thought Victoria, we've always been quite progressive.
That's right.
As a state.
That's right.
It's a shame.
Look, I think it does go down to the fact that people are just so disengaged and disenchanted with the major parties that anything would be better than them. And we're starting to see people vote for those sort of extreme populist parties like Clive Palmer. But again, when you've got $50 million, one hopes that, you know, one assumes that you can sway a number of people and sway them into voting for you. In the last term, we introduced an amendment to cap spending on elections. And that will come in Victoria in 2022. And I think that's something we should consider across federally as well. It happens in lots of other jurisdictions, the United Kingdom, New Zealand, a whole range of places just say, no, you can't bombard us and money is not going to be what wins elections.
Fiona, all I'm hearing on the television is this these days.
Instead of using their own money to fund their election campaign, the Liberal Party is using yours. Until they call an election, the Australian
I won't play the whole sting. It's absolute BS. So it's just slander campaigns after slander campaigns and I don't know where to put my vote as a young voter these days.
I know, Mikey, and I think it's... They have said that this is going to be the intergenerational election. And that's because of climate change. It's because of a whole range of issues. But those kind of negative campaigns don't work. They don't work for a younger generation. I don't think they even work for an older generation. But it just means that you end up thinking that everybody is a liar and a cheat.
Exactly.
Because the Liberals say it about Labor. Labor says it about Liberals. The Greens say it about both of them.
Yeah.
And so who do you trust and who will you vote for? Because all of them are saying that the other person is is hopeless. And
big time. And I see it in politics where, like, you see videos that have been shared of people just yelling and booing at each other. And it's like monkeys. You're watching monkeys. It's ridiculous.
I've been trying to say this, that how do we change that trust in politics? And all you see is these election campaigns where they're all negative, or you see Question Time where they're just, you know, it's like a bear pit and everyone's just screaming at each other. And you think, well, you know, what is that? Is that who's running our country? To be honest, most of the time that's not what happens.
Okay.
Most of the time in Parliament, we try and work together and we try and work on consensus, but that's not what the public sees.
It's the news cycle maybe has to take some of the blame, because that's, as we talked about before, Pauline is the only politician that seems to get any sound bites on all across. So maybe it's our fault. It's what we watch is what we allow them to. But talking about that, I did want to talk about that because we've just gone on and we've had the scandal with One Nation's Stephen Dixon again getting caught in the strip club this time. And the sexism, the xenophobia language that he used was actually horrific. But do we have a right? I mean, that was a private conversation. It was a sting operation, and Pauline's having a cry about how the Muslims are trying to upset our election. Do we have a right, do you think, to hear what your private conversations are as an elective politician?
I think that right to know and that public interest, I do think probably when you're hearing a politician being completely racist, sexist, derogatory to women and to different ethnic communities, we probably do have a right to know that. However, I mean, what kind of upset me about that was that that it was without consent, and most importantly, it was without consent of the women that were in that.
Correct. And they've been, I mean, they talk about, you know, the sex industry is a legal industry. There's nothing wrong with it, but it's kind of thrown around about what he was. It had nothing to do where he was. Everyone has the right. A strip place is normal. It's the language that he used to describe these ladies.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think this is, you know, this is something that we have been trying to do to change the laws on sex work and enable workers to have a degree of protection under discrimination law. Because you can't really. There's the Fair Work Act, but most sex workers aren't going to use the Fair Work Act because it means sort of outing themselves as sex workers, and that could have a negative impact on their life because of stigma and discrimination. So, these workers are really without any recourse. And certainly, I mean, look, this was in the States, but in Australia we have that same thing, and we're certainly, there's a lot of effort going towards trying to change sex worker laws and enable sex workers to have some degree of protection under our discrimination legislation. And that sort of behaviour, I mean, really, Steve Dixon and his NRA work was what...
That should have been enough to
have been removed
from the ballot.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he's still got his name on the ballot paper.
Well, and Pauline Hanson calling for all of the footage to be released. Be careful what you wish for, wasn't it?
Be careful what you wish for. Yeah.
You know?
It just seems like a boys club, doesn't it? Like a really, like from the outside as a youngster.
Yeah, I mean, interestingly, when Kevin Rudd went to a strip club, was it Hoot? I can't remember.
He went to one of the ones in
New York, and he outed himself for that because he thought that the media was going to say something. His approval rate went up. Right. Because everyone thought he was so boring, and that going to a strip club actually made him seem a little bit more interesting.
But Australians have always liked that. I mean, think back at Bob Hawke. You know, he sculled that beer and we all cheered him and he went through. I mean, Kevin Rudd, it goes through. We do want our politicians to be human and we all enjoy a bit of a tickle and fancy, you know.
And this is the hard thing, because politicians are human and we do want human beings to be representing us in Parliament. But because of all of this, we're starting to see we are probably going to have to completely whitewash people, and people with absolutely no history, no personality, are going to be the only people that survive these types of negative election campaigns.
You're right. Unfortunately, that is so true. And we do want honesty, and we do want to know what people are really thinking. We don't want... You know, they just tell us what they want, but we're finding out now that what they say in their private room is a lot, lot different.
And I think we can allow people to have mistakes, but in Steve Dixon's case, I mean, just it wasn't that he went to the strip club, was it? It was what
it was
said
the language.
The language and the way he treated the workers there, on top of the fact that he tried to do a deal with the NRA.
It's going to be a big job to clean up the political view from the public eye anyways.
Look, and I think we have to accept that people do... make mistakes, and but we've seen an awful lot of politicians this last couple of weeks dropping out because of things that they have said in their past, things that are on their social media. Look, we all do dumb things, and if they kind of just fronted up and apologised, I think that would work.
Definitely, and it's we all as humans we hope grow each day.
That's right.
My opinion of what the world looked like 10 years ago, even 12 months ago, is totally different to what it is today. Yep. And we should be able to say, you know what, I did have those stupid views because I was uneducated, didn't get to know, but you know what, I've now talked to my neighbours, I've got out into the thing. My attitude's changed. I think growth is what we want to vote for.
Yeah, and we want real people in politics. And if we keep sort of saying that everyone must be perfect, and any statement that someone made on a social media site knocks them out of the election, we are going to be left with a very, very bland group of people to vote for.
Correct.
Very white bread. We don't want that.
Look, Fiona, again, thank you so much. We love having you come in. There's so much happening up at Spring Street, so make sure you get on and have a look what the wonderful work you're doing up there.
Thanks.
Hey, vote reason, everybody.
Indeed.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.